Now, as Europe lurches from one crisis to the next, with refugees pouring in from the Middle East and a rolling financial crisis in the Eurozone, the standing of German leader Angela Merkel only seems to grow. It's not surprising, then, that Time magazine has today named Merkel as its Person of the Year, ahead of the leader of IS and Donald Trump. Interesting competition. Alan Crawford is well placed to explain the rise and rise of Merkel. He's co-written a biography of the German leader and is European politics chief for Bloomberg. He joins us from Berlin. Thanks for joining us, Alan.
Hi there.
You've studied Merkel extensively, very closely. Briefly tell us how she's risen from a Protestant pastor's daughter to become the de facto leader of Europe.
Well, it's a very unusual political career path that she was effectively plucked from obscurity after the fall of the Berlin Wall by then West German Chancellor Helmut Kohl. The party, when they reunited the eastern part of Germany with the West, they were desperate to try and find representatives of the people. And essentially, Merkel was plucked out from her scientific background when East Germany was in chaos, was in collapse. And she very rapidly worked her way up the political ladder. She was made a minister in Kohl's cabinet. Then she progressed through years of opposition, became the leader of her party, and then in continually pushing aside potential challengers. She was elected 10 years ago, in fact, almost to the day.
She's been described as enigmatic and also hard to predict. Can you expand on her style of leadership, the way that she's led?
Well, again, she's a very atypical politician, and part of this mystique comes from the fact that she rarely gives interviews to the foreign media. She very seldom speaks in English, although she can speak in English. She addressed the Houses of Parliament in London in English earlier this year. But also, she's unlike many politicians who have a background in law or labour unions, activism, for example. She's a scientist, she's a physicist, and she goes about her problem-solving in a very scientific way. It's essentially, she takes a long time to puzzle over a particular policy problem, almost like trial and error, before she arrives at her conclusion. And that can frustrate a lot of people because she's cerebral, not a gut instinct politician. But at the same time, she manages to take the German public with her, by and large.
You mentioned that she doesn't like to speak in English or has done so rarely, even though, you know, she does know English. Why is that the case? Why is she reluctant to give interviews to foreign journalists, for instance, and to speak in English, given, you know, she's also a member of the EU and the UK is a big partner?
Well, that's a good question. I think that she feels her English is not absolutely fluent. And I think she feels Germany is a big country. It's the biggest economy in Europe. It's, I think, the fourth biggest in the world now. I think that she feels there's no need for her necessarily to speak in English. I don't think there's any particular secret there. It's more the case that Germany is a federal system. There are 16 different states, and each of these states is actually quite powerful. And so, unlike, for example, in the United Kingdom, where I'm from, that everything is centralised in London, and so if you speak to one of the newspapers, you speak to the country. That's not necessarily true in Germany. So she tends to spread herself around, if you like. She's occupied with communicating with Germany.
From afar, it's difficult for Australians to get a handle on the scope of Merkel's challenges. Give us a flavour of just how diabolical the problems are facing Merkel in Europe as a whole, because She was very popular when she was standing up, talking about the, you know, the European money crisis in Greece, for instance. But she's really suffered a bit of a backlash over her intake of refugees, of migrants, as you've seen this refugee crisis. How have those two issues played out for her?
Well, Merkel actually, she's not always been popular. She has had her peaks and troughs like any other politician. However, she has maintained a relatively high level of high approval ratings. During the Greek crisis, which it bubbled up again the first half of this year, remember it originally, it first came to light at the end of 2009, and over time, then Merkel emerged as the main leader in Europe on this particular issue, primarily because Germany is Europe's biggest economy, therefore it contributes the largest amount of money to any rescues for these countries. And as you can imagine, bailing out other countries in Europe is not very popular in Germany. Nevertheless, she managed to keep the German public more or less on her side during this whole period, which lasted years and culminated in an agreement in July of this year. But then she's faced other big troubles, which were all cited in that Time article. For example, Russia. Of course, last year, Russia took Ukraine, the Crimean Peninsula in Ukraine, and that triggered international sanctions. Now, Germany has a lot of trade with Russia, and that was, again, a potentially very unpopular decision to go along with sanctions, but she managed to pull it off. Now, refugees, this is a challenge of a completely different order. That there are, just yesterday, the minister responsible said that basically we're looking at about 1 million asylum seekers coming to Germany this year alone. Not all of these people will stay here. These are not all people from Syria. They've come from the Balkans. A lot of people will be sent home because they're deemed to be economic rather than fleeing war. Nevertheless, this is a very high-wire balancing act that has yet to play out. At the moment, Merkel, yes, she took a hit in the polls, but at the moment she's holding it all together. But it's by no means resolved, and it's not yet clear whether this issue will get better or whether a lot more people will come.
Alan, thank you so much for your time. And that's Alan Crawford, European politics chief for Bloomberg. His book is on Angela Merkel, A Chancellorship Forged in Crisis. That's its name. And she, of course, was named Time Person of the Year.